All chemical reactions in which there is a transfer of electrons from one chemical to another are called oxidation-reduction reactions, or redox reactions. Redox reactions are the result of two transformations that occur simultaneously. The oxidation half reaction, in which an atom of a chemical species donates electrons and increases its oxidation number. The reduction half reaction, in which an atom of a chemical species acquires electrons and decreases its oxidation number. In other words, atoms can oxidize only if other atoms are simultaneously capable of being reduced. The species that oxidizes is called the reducing species, whilst that which is reduced is called the oxidizing species. Therefore, all the reactions in which at least two atoms of the reacting chemical species change their oxidation number are redox reactions. To balance a redox equation, one must write the equations of the two half reactions and insert coefficients such that the total number of electrons donated in the oxidation half reaction are equal to those acquired in the reduction half reaction. A battery or electrochemical cell is any system capable of transforming chemical energy into electrical energy through a suitable oxidation-reduction reaction. An electrochemical cell consists of an oxidation half cell, or anode, which is the negative pole, a reduction half cell, or cathode, which is the positive pole, and a salt bridge that connects the two half cells. Every battery has an associated definite value of potential difference, DDP, or voltage. Since it is not possible to directly measure the potential of a single half cell, it has been conventional practice to use a reference half cell, the standard hydrogen electrode, which is assigned a zero electrical potential. In this way, it is possible to obtain the values of standard reduction potentials, E0, for all other chemical species. The higher the value of E0, the greater the tendency of a species to reduce. Comparing the values of standard potential for two species makes it possible to establish whether a redox reaction can take place or not. These potential values enable the potential difference or voltage of any cell to be calculated by the algebraic difference between the potentials of the cathode and the anode. An electrolytic cell is any electrochemical system in which electrical activity is converted into chemical energy. For example, the electrolysis of water decomposes water into its constituent elements. Quantitative studies conducted on electrolytic processes have led to the enunciation of both Faraday's laws of electrolysis. Faraday's first law states that the amount of substances that are formed at the electrodes during an electrolytic process is directly proportional to the amount of electricity that passes through the electrolytic cell. And Faraday's second law states that if you provide the same amount of electricity to different electrolytic cells, varying quantities of substances are formed at the electrodes that are always in proportion to their electrochemical equivalents. The electrochemical equivalent corresponds to the amount of substance that is produced at the electrodes when the quantity of electricity that passes through the circuit is equal to 1 mole of electrons, an amount corresponding to 96,485 coulombs, an amount defined as the Faraday, F.